Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pararamble Radio, 45 minutes tonight instead of the normal hour. Just getting back into the swing of things. I just got back in town. I was doing a show out of town over the weekend and just getting things going again. We should be back at our normal time next week, I think at 9 o'clock. Don't hold me to that, but I think so. Anyway, we'll be here Tuesday between 9 and 9:30, whatever time we get that ironed out to. But should be Tuesdays every week from now out. And we got somebody on hold already. So anyway, I'm your host. This is Doug, and I do readings by Doug on Facebook, and we're going to be at Pararamble on Facebook, too, as soon as I get the page up. So let's see, a couple things to cover. So this week, if you're in the local area, I'll be down in Dayton at the Dayton Pagan Pride Show on Saturday, and you can come out and see me there. I'll be doing readings there, and of course, as usual, tonight I'm doing a free reading night. I had a couple of people message me online and see if they could get in, so hopefully everybody will get in tonight, and let's see, I hope you're all doing real well. It's been a while since we've been on. I hope you caught last week when I was guesting on Nikki and Rob's show. That was really fun. So I will try and get right to it tonight and see who we've got on the line. Looks like we've got somebody from the 516 area code. So let's see. Oh, for those of you just listening in now, we'll get right to the caller here in just a moment. So what I usually do is I'll do maybe some meditation talk, or if people message me questions they'd like me to answer on the air, I can do that too. But right now we're doing people calling in, and it could be just a quick mini reading. If there's more information, they might have a little more time. It depends on how many callers we have waiting. So it really depends on how much time I can spend with each person. I'll try and cover as much as I can, though. And those of you listening, they're thinking about calling in. Why? The call-in number, oh, we got somebody else on hold now, too, so I guess there's people thinking about it, but it looks like the, I think the call-in number should be listed there, so we'll go ahead and we'll get started with 516, and then I think after that we've got somebody in the queue of 914, and what I do when I get to you is I'll just ask you what your first name is, and we'll go from there. Oh, my goodness, there's another person on hold. Well, we'll just let you listen, and you'll figure out how we do it as we go on. So let's get started with the first person here. Okay, so 516, and I think we'll go to 914, and then I see a 845, and I'll try and get you in the order you called in. So we'll just get started then. Okay, let's see who we got here. Hello, is this 516? Are you there?
Hi, yes, how are you?
Well, I'm great. This is Doug. What's your first name?
I'm Juliet.
Well, hi, Juliet. It's nice to meet you. Thanks for calling in. You're the first person in the queue tonight. So, first off,
awesome.
Thanks for calling.
So what
can I do for you? What? Well, absolutely. What got you decide to call in tonight? What can I do for you?
I wanted to ask about my spirit guides, if maybe you can connect with them, and maybe if you could tell me a little bit more about who they might be and if they have any message for me.
Well, sure. That's a great question. Yeah, if we can do anything, we ought to be able to do that. Let's see who
awesome.
We get.
Awesome. That's great.
All right. Let's see. Well, I could joke and tell you that you've got Romeo, but you've probably heard that before, so I won't do that. Ha, ha, ha. So there we got the funny out of the way. Wasn't that great? I'm like, well, there you go. Well, I hope you do meet one, but I want you to meet a real person, not just the book character. But, you know, I don't, and that is not the name of your spirit guide. Now, thank you for letting me have a quick chuckle. I appreciate that. Now, let's see what we get for you. Okay. Sometimes I have a sense of humor, so I appreciate that. Thank you for not hanging up on me when I did that terrible joke. I tried, but sometimes they land, sometimes they don't. But if you can't have fun on the phone, then why call in? So, okay, let's see what we got here. Well, isn't that interesting? The name that comes up, I looked to see if it was shorter, but it's not. You've got Helena who's with you, and let me see where she comes from. Very strong interest in music, so you may have a wide variety of musical interests, not necessarily playing them, but listening to different things, and you may find that this one is enthralled with the music that's out in the world now. It amazes me when you actually get to really talking with your guide, some of the things that they're just amazed with that's out there. But it looks like she's really interested in music, a good ear for it as well. Let's see what she's working with you with. Let me see if she's a full-time guide or if she just happens to be there as a part-time guide. And people have full-time guides and they have part-time guides. And to explain that, the full-time guides are ones that are usually with you for a lifetime. Part-time guides or project-related guides, as I call them sometimes, may come in for a specific thing that you're working on, like maybe you decided you wanted to learn something new. Or I'd be hilarious if you decided you wanted to learn a musical instrument not long ago because of her interest in music. Doesn't feel like that's what's going on. But sometimes that happens, and you get a part-time guide. You get them for a little while until you handle or accomplish whatever you were looking for. But she looks like she's actually a full-time guide, so let's see what else she works with. Great intelligence, so she probably lends you or gave you part of her energy in this lifetime to assist with quicker mental processing. So you're probably a little faster than that than you may have been if you hadn't gotten that. And that's not saying you wouldn't have been good at it anyway, but they give you a little bump up when they give you a little gift. Let's see. Strong interest for plants, too. So I would not be surprised if later in life you don't develop an interesting collection of houseplants because there's quite an interest in plants here. Now let's see what she's doing with you now.
I'm actually walking in my garden right now while I'm talking to you.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I tell you what, she was a Renaissance lady. I don't know that she was high up in court, but it does look like she was a lady in waiting. And now the thing that comes with that is you're probably very gifted at actually taking care of others. And the problem with the ladies in waiting when they become guides or when they come back into life is the problem was they were in waiting and they always had to wait for somebody else's permission. So the challenge may be with this guide to make sure that you take care of you and that you make sure you plug in time to take care of yourself, do things that you love, even if it's just a little time every week or just a little bit every day. Heck, anybody can find 10 minutes. And if you can't think you can find 10, if you can't think, if you don't think you can find 10 minutes, start with 5. But what I'm getting from this one is to literally tell you, make sure that you're doing something to put you first, because it looks like you've got a career goal here that you want to get accomplished, and she's really trying to make sure that not only do you get what you need out of it, but also that you remember from her skill set that there is a grace in knowing how to take care of others as well, but doing it consciously to serve yourself in that manner as well, because providing what that other person needs, providing what that boss needs or that coworker needs in such a way that they remember very fondly who did it. And two, because when you look at the ladies in waiting, when the queen would have them, there would be something they would do that would eventually catch their favor. And then the queen would give them whatever she was going to give them. And it was always usually something wonderful. And whether it be a new territory husband, you know, whatever it is. but there was something there she would give them. And the thing is, I think to get that piece, and I know you just thought you called just about the spirit guide thing, but the career piece that shows up here is literally this. Pulling that piece in, and you can use this not just in career, you can use it in love life, relationships, personal, just friendships, whatever. But doing that service consciously, because you know, you give out, you give out, you give out. God's going to give you more back. That's just how the system works. And you can look at it that way. But the point is, for the work piece, as you do that, you're going to get noticed for whatever it is that the goal is. So she's your main guide that you're really working with right now. You're going to have some relationship, new relationship energy coming in. Looks like, and I'm sorry it's not sooner, but we're almost capped out on this year anyway. But it's looking like about 2 years. So I don't know what you're structuring in the meantime or what you're working on goal set-wise. But when you get there, you're going to be very ready for the change. So I'm excited about that. You will probably have a new guy, and we may talk before then or we may not. And that's okay. A lot of times when people call in, I may not talk to them again, but this is like the one time where they can get in. When that comes up, you're going to have a new guide come in because it looks like you've got two more in the background, and people think they have a huge group of them. And some people do, but most of the time people have one or two that they usually work with. But that's who she is. Now, to get her attention, if you want to start to talk with her more and maybe get some interaction with her, or to get some kind of signs or something coming through that you can work with, what I'd suggest you do is she really likes the color of golden yellow. So it's not a bright, just straight yellow, and it's not a straight orange. It's almost like you mix the two together, but I'm really seeing a golden yellow color. I would suggest you find a candle with that, as long as you're somewhere where you can burn a candle safely. And, of course, don't leave it going in the background. But all that being said, I would do that. Focus on it. Just look at the candle flame a little bit and then close your eyes and see what you can get from it. And it's not doing a magic spell or anything like that. It's literally a meditation, so don't think you're doing anything weird. But that's what I would tell you to start working with your guide. And I think as you get, and be consistent about the time. And this applies to anybody listening. If you have let's say you can meditate for 10 minutes Wednesday morning because that's the time little Joey's off to school just a little bit earlier and you have an extra 10 minutes, do it then. But try and do it every Wednesday. And if you're not going to make it, just say in your head, say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to make it. Let's do another time. And that will create some consistency for you because though it's easy for, well, let me rephrase that. So it's more practice for a psychic to be able to talk to your guides. You get the same practice as you do it, but they also have to learn how to talk with you and how to interact with you because she may have been sending you a bird that you've been missing the whole time and you're just not catching it because you don't know to look for it. So start with the basic meditation. That'll really help you with that. You seem to get a lot in dream time also. So I'm going to tell you to ask them to move some of that, if it's pertinent information, to move it to your waking time during the meditation. But thank you so much for calling. That was a great question to get started with, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. I'm definitely going to look out for signs. And you know, I am really drawn to music, so like very eclectic music.
Well, that's funny that's what they started with. And the thing I'll tell you again is don't be put off by new kinds of music because you'll be surprised what you can get out of it. And your guide may communicate with you through the message of the music. It amazes me how many people ask for something out there in the world or they do a meditation, and then they hear a song that's got a message in it for them. And I'm like, that was your answer. And they don't catch it sometimes.
That's
wonderful. Pay attention
for
that.
So
I think
much.
You're going to have fun working with them. And thank you for calling. Have a great night, hon.
Thank you, Doug. You too. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was our first caller, and all of you that are still with us, thank you for listening. We're going to take just a second, and I think 914 was the next one that called in. But just to recap with the spirit guides, everybody's got them. It's not some demon. It's not some angel. It's just someone who you either shared life with before or someone who cared enough about you to make the agreement to become a person to guide you in this lifetime. That's all it is. They're not in body. They're someone who's in spirit. They do have to have been in body at least one time. So you don't just get like, you know, a dog or something like that. That doesn't mean that they can't be in spirit with you, but they wouldn't be a guide. It'd have to be a person at least once. And I know how crazy that probably sounds, but hey, anyway, that's where we're at. So let's go on up to 914. Give me just a second. I got to get a drink of my cranberry juice here. Turns out when I do these things, I talk a lot. So thank you for bearing with me. Let's go ahead and get to 914 here.
Hi.
Okay, hi. It looks like you're on the air. This is Doug. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Catherine. How are you this evening?
Well, hi, Catherine. What can I do for you tonight? Thank you for waiting. I'm sorry it took so long to get to you. What can I do for you?
You know, that I really enjoyed the last caller's answer, too. That was really informative about the spirit guides. I didn't know too much. So, yeah, no, thank you for that as well.
Well, thank you. I sure appreciate your feedback. I've been off for a little while, and I'm just now kind of getting back into the groove of things of the show. I'm grateful anybody calls in. What can I do for you? I hope I've got an answer to your question. What are you looking at?
I was wondering about love. Do you see any new relationships coming to me this year or next year?
Let's see what you got. Yeah, you got something coming. Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see what we got here. So you've got two people that float up for you. Now, the thing is, one of them looks like you've been with before. So I don't know if this is someone cycling back around to see if this is someone that you want to try it again with, or if this is somebody that was from a prior lifetime. Let me see if I get any more details for him. This one is much taller than, like, really much taller than you, fair-skinned, clean-shaven, let's see, shorter hair, looks like kind of dark blonde, light brown. It's hard to tell because I'm seeing almost like being out in the sun, and it always looks different in the sunlight versus how it looks when you're actually just in normal light. Really nice disposition, though, deep laugh. That's probably your favorite thing with this one, and if you haven't met this one in this lifetime yet, I think you're going to have an almost instant connection with this person. And the only thing I'm going to tell you is be conscious that you don't move too fast with them because you think you already know how it's going to go. They make pretty deep decisions. Their commitment is very deep. There's a strong J on the name, so I think the first name probably starts with the J. Could be a G sound, but I don't think so. I think it's J, because when I scan through the alphabet, that's the letter that jumps out at me. Now, let's see. Good job. Not going to be rich and retire from it, but good job. This is I don't want to call it like regular labor force, but that's kind of what it would be, that he doesn't really have a specialized degree in it. Moved higher up, though. He is in management now, so that looks good. Let's see when he's coming in. I see March for you. So this is probably March, could be April, but looks more March. So I don't think you've got too long to wait. Now, the thing I'm going to tell you is, and this is funny, I had to tell somebody over the weekend at the fair almost this identical thing. And they chuckled at me, but I said, no, you got to be careful. I said, because when you go out to the store, don't do the people of Walmart thing where people go out in their pajamas and their hair is not all messed and their hair is all messy because they think it's okay to go out at 7 o'clock. Because what I think you're going to do is you're going to meet this person at a weird time at a store. And it does actually look like this is not somebody you've been with this time. I think it's somebody you've had a prior lifetime with. The connection's pretty strong. And I've met a few people like that in this lifetime myself where I just knew when I met them, oh, wow, you know, there's something here. And at that time, I didn't even know anything about prior lifetimes or past lives, whatever you want to call it. And even if I'm wrong about that part, about whether we get home and we realize, oh, well, past lives are a bunch of crap and Doug was wrong. Okay, I was wrong. But if I'm right, there's a good chance you're going to feel an almost instant, very deep connection. And the thing, you just got to be conscious that you don't try and go too fast with them, because you can't push them. They're going to develop at their own thing. It looks like there's decent dinners. The guy does have a taste for decent food. So you're not going to end up he's not going to be a cheapie and try and take you to McDonald's.
Okay.
Now the second one is interesting. And this is almost like a backup, and I hate to say this, I'd never call anybody a backup, but the way I look at it is this. If the universe gives you somebody that the universe thinks is going to be the fit, and they don't end up being, and there's no way to make it work, or you just go, God, he wears clown shoes, I hate clown shoes, or he wears, you know, those plastic shoes everybody wears that nobody says they like, but a lot of people wear. And I don't want to get sued, so I'm not going to say what they're called. But a lot of stores knock them off. but let's say, oh, God, I just hate those shoes he wears. I can't stand it. And for whatever reason, I've got no chance in heck of ever doing anything with that. Then there's somebody else in the background. And it's almost like it depends on how long it's going to take you to get the lessons with this one and get them done. And whether you decide to finish out for a long time in the lifetime, or if you wrap it up quicker and you say, okay, I'm done with that, I want somebody else. But you do have somebody else back there. So even if this guy's a total bust and you go, I can't stand his clown shoes, there's somebody behind that one too. So I don't want you to stress out about it. I can't see enough about him to really give you too many details. And frankly, I'm surprised when I get that many details of what I got for this person. But I would tell you again, it looks like March, and I would say, you know, knowing that something's coming, you can stick it out a lot better than going, oh, shit, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So the time will probably fly by and just go from there. But remember, when you go to the store, for God's sake, wear something nice. Now, you don't have to wear, you know, a formal whatever, but don't wear your old sweatpants either. Resist the temptation. Yeah. Don't wear something crappy, because I can tell you personally, it's happened to me before. I've thought, oh, I'll sneak out and go there, and all of a sudden, there's somebody I either didn't know, I didn't want to see me like that, or had no idea, and then there they were. So be careful with that, but other than that, I think you'll be fine. But yeah, you've got somebody coming, but I think he's going to be there around March time. So thank you very much, and I really appreciate you holding on, and I'm sorry it took so long. Have a good evening, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Okay, well, as turns out, my goodness, almost half of our time's already gone tonight. So, my gosh, the time goes by very quickly. And it's crazy. You know, people say, how do you do that all day? Well, when you're really doing the readings and when you're really in the flow with it and just enjoying it, the time can go by so fast. So thank you, everybody who's listening. And we've got a couple of people in the queue yet, and we should be able to get to – we've got two in there, and we should be able to get to both of them, I think. I think 845 is next, and then I think we have a 504. And now, just like I said before, if you're nervous about giving up too much information, don't worry. I'm not going to ask you what your last name is or your street address. I don't care about any of that. I will ask you your first name or what you want me to call you. I don't care if you want to go by Princess Zimbabwe. That's fine. It doesn't matter to me. But sometimes we have the energy of several people waiting, and I just want to make sure that I'm connecting to the right one, because occasionally during readings you'll have someone show up and you think that it's going to be for the person you're talking to. And I had this happen over the weekend too. And it feels like there's some people who are beginning to be readers or are beginning to be more intuitive, and it's starting to wake up, and I'm seeing it a lot more with people out there. So I'm going to take a second to talk about that. And you can get some confusion about who you're talking to. And I can tell you, I've done this for 20 years, and it still happens to me sometimes. So I don't want you to beat yourselves up if you are starting to develop your intuition and you're starting to get out there. So what if you're wrong? My God, the most famous psychics in the world are wrong sometimes. And don't beat yourself up if you are. The point is, you're doing your best with it. Do your best work, not to sound like some goofy motivational poster or some meme or something, but do the best you can do. Because honestly, when you go to bed and you don't wake up the next morning, is it going to matter? No. What's going to matter are the people that you helped and the people that you showed love to that needed it. And there's my 2 cents on the soapbox. But those of you that are new, and it feels like someone listening is, I want you to know that everybody was new once. And God knows I am so glad I don't know everything that there is on this rock that we call Earth, because how boring would it be? So enjoy the process. Enjoy learning to be who you are and stepping into what you're going to do in this time that you've got for this go-around. There is no silly question. If you really genuinely need to know something, sit down, ask your guides about it, meditate with it, and get whatever answer you're supposed to get out of it. Because I promise you, you'll be so grateful you did as soon as you start listening to that. And if spirit gives you something to share with somebody else, do that. As long as it's with permission and with kindness, you know. But that, okay, there's my little moment. Now let's go see who's next. I think 845 has been waiting. God bless both of you sitting here in the queue waiting. Let's get to 845 here. Here we go. Oh, 1 second. Got to do my little promotion again for those of you that are just tuning in. So you can catch up with me privately if you'd like to book a reading, or you've got a question you might like to have me answer on the air. You can message me at my Facebook page, which is Readings by Doug. Or if you're in the local area and you want to see me in person, you can message me there and I can give you the contact info there for everything to do that. I do in person. I do over the phone. I also do the video for those of you that don't want to get out. And also in the local area here, I'll be down at the Dayton Pagan Pride Show this weekend on Saturday. So if anybody wants to come out there, that'd be great. There'll be a lot of fun things to do and things to see out there. And I think it starts at 10. Don't quote me, but I think so. But definitely by 10 or 11, why they should have it all up and running. So, okay, let's get to 845 here. All right.
Hello?
Okay. Hello. This is Doug. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Maria. Yeah, calling from New York.
Well, hi there.
How are you?
Well, what can I do for you, dear? Thank you. Thank you for calling, and thank you so much for staying on hold so long. I try and get to people as quick as I can, but you must have a question if you waited this long. So what can I do for you?
Yes. Thank you for taking me. Yes, I understand. I got it with a settlement. I don't know. Is it going to be a biggie? I want to buy a property in Italy. Is it going to travel?
Oh, are you getting a settlement? Okay, well, let me see. Well, it does look like you've got something coming. The thing I would tell you, though, when you get I can't really see how big it is. I wish I could tell you. But it does look like you're getting something. The first thing I would tell you is once you get it, go find a, there's either, God, what are they called? There's financial advisors, yes, but there's attorneys that specialize in investing your money. And I would suggest when you get that, go find one and just ask your guides to tell you who to go to. I'm sure they'll help you find the right one. And make sure that you be able to get to plan it properly, because, of course, I can't give you any legal advice, but an attorney can. But I would tell you look into that, because it looks like you'd probably do really well with some service from that. But I caution people to be really conscious what they do with stuff and get support, get help that way, because it's so easy to just go off the rails with stuff, you know, and I only speak from my own personal stuff there. But, yeah, it does look like you've got something coming, and I know you probably didn't need to hold on the line for that. It looks pretty good size, but my goodness, you're going to need somebody to help you with that, especially if you're looking to do something overseas. For God's sake, definitely get the support you need for that so you don't have any hiccups. But that's what I've got on it, and thank you very much. Okay, well, now that does bring us to a bit of the sticky wicket as far as that goes. psychics by where I live legally, I can't give you legal advice, and I can't give you health advice. I wish I could, because sometimes I see things. But at the same time, that's just how the law goes. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to help anybody with those two particular areas. I wish you all the best with that, because God knows, I wish I could help answer every single question I get. But unfortunately, those are two kinds that I can't. So I really could not go into great detail with the last caller. All I could really say was, yes, it does look like she's getting something. But as far as what to do with it, I'm afraid I can't really say much as far as that goes, just legally speaking wise. And that's just how it goes. But if it's something I can answer, I'll be happy to do what I can with it. Now let's see who we got next. And, okay, got somebody here, looks like a 504, so let's see what they're looking for. Okay, one second here. Let me get them clicked on here. Oh, well,
hello.
It's taking a second. Okay, I think we got you. Is this 504?
Yes, it is.
Well, hi, this is Doug. Who am I talking to?
Debbie. My name's Debbie.
Well, hi, Debbie. Well, it's very nice to meet you, and thank you so much for your patience holding on the line. Can I do for you tonight? I hope it's a question I can answer. I'll do my best, but hey, the price was right, so give it a shot. What do you got?
I am wondering if you see me going back to work for the company I used to work for.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think your guides have been lining up info for you for a while, because, my God, they were ready to start talking as soon as you said the word I, And the thing I'm going to tell you is I have to wonder if this intuition thing I said a little bit ago doesn't apply to you, because they're saying that your intuition is opening up really big. And I will tell you for the work thing, yes, you're going back to work, but I don't think you're going back where you thought you were, and I think you're going back for better money somewhere else, and you're also doing something for yourself.
Wow.
So what I want you to do, you got something coming up for yourself big time, and I don't see you going out and buying tarot cards and getting started tomorrow. But what I do want you to realize is the intuitive stuff that you get and the intuitive stuff, that the skills that you develop, you don't have to do, let's go set up at the flea market and do tarot card readings. You don't have to do that. Your intuition can be used in whatever work you decide to do, as long as it has something to do with people. And it looks like you do. But my big thing is, that's what I'm trying to tell you, is realize that's why the universe is opening this up for you now. There is going to be so much, and I've seen this coming for a little while. We've always heard from people that the labor market is changing and this is changing and that's changing. Well, I actually think it's really true at this point. You know, I think COVID restructured so much, we found out that 80% of the workers could work at home and it didn't really break the bank. But the thing I'm looking at is, I think for you, and I don't know that how soon you're looking to go back, but it looks like about 2 months. So I don't know if that time is going to be a challenge for you, but I would encourage you to try and stay positive during that, because I think what you're going to find, you could probably go back where you were, but I don't think you're going to stay there.
Okay.
So if the timing is an element, I'll be happy to be wrong, and you can go back when they call you tomorrow. That'll be fine. But realize in about 2 months, the next right thing is going to actually open up. And then you're going to just leave where you were, and you're going to go to the next place anyway. So if you don't, some people have reservations about doing something where they've got to give notice for this and that. And the thing I'll tell you with what you're going to be doing is, it really looks like timing is going to be very sensitive as far as it goes, which means when that opportunity comes up, you're not even going to be able to do like a 2-week notice somewhere. You're going to have to jump and immediately do it.
Okay.
And the time, that's the thing that I'm really getting is significant about this, and kind of why I'm saying I wouldn't be in a great big hurry to jump back with where you were, because I see 2 months real strong here. Now, again, I'm happy to be wrong, and if you think it's a better decision for you to go back where you were, great, go for it, because I think there's an option for that. But I think you've got something better coming up.
Okay.
And I think the better is so much better that I would really, I would be hard-pressed to say, yes, I want to go back and do that. Now, I don't know your situation, and you don't have to tell me that. If you need the money and you want to get back to work, go for it. Don't say, well, Doug told me not to go. But what I will tell you is, realize, and they'll say, well, Doug told me not to go, so I just couldn't go back to work. No, I'm not taking that. What I said was, if you go back to work there, the element of how much notice you can give them when you leave looks like that could be an issue. Now, if they understand or you're real clear, and the thing is, anybody's replaceable. Do you really think if somebody goes 6 feet down tomorrow that they're not going to have the job opening posted the next morning? Of course they are.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
just how
kind
the world
of a,
works. They replace people.
Right. They're kind of gangster, to be honest with you. But, I mean, I like that.
Well, and I don't mean it. I don't mean it to knock anyone, and don't say where you work. None of us need an angry phone call about that. But what what I would say is, you know, they're most likely always going to do what's best for them. So I want you to do the same thing for you. But, yes, you could go back to work where you were, and it looks like that will run for a little while. But when I get a really loud 2 months, I've got to tell you that. Now, you always are over 18. You do what you want after you hang up the phone call. But my point is, I think you've got something better, and I really do see you doing something for yourself in addition to that. So if you're not self-employed already, you're going to be moving into that market next year.
I want to do some kind of
so
healing.
I want you,
like,
well, you
either,
could totally do healing work because that would fit in with your intuition work, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see no reason why you couldn't do that.
My father
no,
passed
because they started telling me that you're – oh, I'm sorry, Ann, go ahead.
No, no, my father passed away, and I was just wondering if he left me anything, but, I mean, I haven't heard from my stepmother. I mean
– that
may
take
me
a while. It does. It does look like yes. But it also looks like the person in control of it is going to take their dear sweet time about doing anything about it.
She's not the nicest.
So, well, and I don't say that to be rude, but, you know, they don't have a set time where they have to go, oh, somebody's gone. I've got 30 days to do something with it. They've got as much time as... Yeah, you know, the thing is, it does look like yes, but they're not in any big hurry to do anything about it.
I could see
so
that.
So if you could kindly, like, discuss it, maybe, but they might also get offended by having it discussed. But it does look like
it does look like you did
get something. It just, it looks like it's going to be, you know, at their discretion when you get it. You know, you go back to work. Great, yeah, because you are going to go back to work. I don't really think you're going to stay long at the old place because I think you got something better opening up. And I don't want to tell you, oh, yes, put all your eggs in that basket. You can put some of them in that basket, but you got more than what that basket can hold. And the thing is you really move into working for yourself, you're going to find that you get certain things out of that you won't get anywhere else. And you may end up doing both for a long time and enjoy it. There was a long time I used to work for other people, and I did my best to enjoy it, but the fact of the matter simply became that I became a terrible employee for a long time, and I became a much better boss of myself. And it is a trade-off. It really is. But as you do both, I think you're going to experience, because both things offer their own joy. I mean, when you go to work, you know you got to be there at 8 a.m. and you get off at 5 and you go home. You don't have to do anything else except do that. But when you do something for yourself, you're on as soon as the clock starts kicking in the morning. And what are you doing? What are you doing? But you know that when you've been sitting at home going, what the hell am I doing? So you already have some experience with that. It's just, how are you going to enroll the universe? And there's a lot of stuff in that. But my point is, I think you're going to do fine with it. I do want to see you go ahead and, you know, I really want you to, if you take nothing else away from this, yes, continue to develop your intuition because that goes right hand in hand with doing healing work. And two, and we'll talk about that sometime on the show or, you know, message me privately. That's fine, too. But my point is, we will talk about developing intuition sometime on here. I think we're not always going to do just just reading nights, but it's a fun way to interact with people. And
that would be good.
This really is one of the only times I have to be able to go, okay, sure, call in, we'll answer a question. So you are going back to work, but I really do see you really getting the most enjoyment out of the next place you go to and developing your own thing. So thank you so much, and I've rambled
thank
to just
you.
About almost being out of time. So thank you, and have a wonderful night.
You
and
too.
Thanks for calling. Okay,
thank
and
you
bye-bye.
So much.
Okay, guys. Well, and gals, whoever's listening and any of those in between, thank you all for spending part of your evening with me. I know your time is precious, and my goodness, it's gone by awfully fast. We're almost at the end of the time block for tonight. I'll be back with you next Tuesday. And once again, if you've enjoyed what you heard and you'd like to get a reading yourself, why, you can message me at Readings by Doug on Facebook, and you can find my other contact info there. And also, you, as I get it up, the Pararamble Facebook page will be up and running soon, too. And let's see. And again, locally, I'll be at the Dayton Pagan Pride thing on Saturday, so you can look me up there, too. But for any updates you want, why, just message me at Readings by Doug on Facebook. And also, you can email me at DougBakerPsychic@yahoo.com. So thank you all for listening. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up because the next show is going to be getting ready to get started here, and I've got to go ahead and get out of their way. So I love you all. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back with you next week. Have a great one, and we'll talk soon.